Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the 5-Minute Miracle provided by Beyond Purpose. My name is Stephanie, and today we're going to take 5 minutes to focus on how to use our imagination. In order to reach into the depths of what our imagination can provide, I want to ask you to step into a silent space. If you have a space in your home or office where you can detach from distractions, go there now. If not, stand or sit where you are with purpose. Get comfortable with your feet firmly on the floor. Close your eyes and take a nice, deep breath. And hold. Now, let it out. Take another deep breath. Notice the coolness and purity of the air coming in. And hold it. Now release the breath out. Take one more focused, deep breath in. And hold. As you exhale this time, make the intention that your breath will help push away all internal and external distractions. Wonderful. Our concentration today is on our imagination. Our imagination is a gift that allows us to conceive of situations, people, and circumstances that have not happened yet. We can use our imagination to our benefit or to our demise. If you have a pattern of thinking that uses imagination as a way to worry, you always seem to question why things go wrong in your life. You may say things to others, such as, "That's impossible. I can't do it. This always happens to me." But let's reimagine imagination. First, let's recognize that you have the gift of imagination within you. It is a wonderful gift to have, and every single person, including you, has it. And as much as it can be used for bad, it can be used so much more for good. Using your imagination means focusing only on thoughts that make you feel good, that make you whole, and that make you the reflection of love that you want to give to the world. Ask yourself these questions. What makes me feel good? What makes me feel complete? How can I show love to others? Take the time to think about these questions today. And allow your imagination to fill with thoughts of your desired life. Write them down and plan on how to make them happen. It is your time to take your imagination out of your head and make it a part of your everyday reality. Take it one day at a time. One idea at a time. you can have anything you want. You can have anything you want. This is Beyond Purpose bringing you your 5-minute miracle. Have a wonderful day.
Assalamu alaikum, peace and blessings. I pray that all is well and everyone is in the best of health and spirits. It's your sister Denise Renee Muhammad, and we're coming on today for part 2 of Death by Vitamins. This is the Health and Wellness Power Hour, and I am going to bring up my co-host, Brother Sean Ali. And we're going to get into this discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Sean. Are you there?
Yes. Walaikum assalam. Your brother is here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're not going to waste any time because we want to get into this, and we have a we have an exciting hour, and we want to get it as much in as possible. So I'm going to go ahead and turn the mic over to you so you can introduce and let us know why we even need to talk about this topic, because vitamins are supposed to be healthy, right? So why do we even need to discuss this? Go ahead, Brother Sean.
That is a great way to bring it on, because I'm pretty sure everybody that's seen the title that didn't necessarily tune in last week probably asking themselves the same thing. So, and I don't want to sound like a nut, or even for people to think I'm a nut for saying this, because from a pathological perspective, from an anatomical perspective, and from a not even from a nutritional perspective, but I want to, from a pathological, which is the study of death perspective, they have a perspective on vitamins. And from an anatomical perspective, they have a different perspective on vitamins. And then when we look at it from a pharmacology, when we look at it from that perspective, that's another perspective of the same element that is called vitamin. So we got to understand that the vitamin is something that somebody was looking for. And once they found it, they called it a vitamin. Now, but that doesn't mean that it's applicable, because they were looking for something. The European scientists that discovered each vitamin were looking for solutions to European problems. They weren't studying Asian. They weren't studying Black. They weren't studying the so-called Hispanic. They were studying European people to find a solution to a European problem. And in the process, the element that they found, they called vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that it is applicable to people outside. And what do I mean? From a pathological perspective, and when they study deficiencies and excesses of vitamins and minerals, because Europeans cannot synthesize sunlight or look at sunlight, their eyes and their skin can absorb and transform sunlight, so they become vitamin A and D deficient. So they had to develop ways to extract, and the only way you can extract it is from plant life. So they had to go and look at plant life to see how they could extract this vitamin A and D out, because they can't get it from the sun.
Wow.
So the American diet, because we are in America and we eat, most of us eat American food, which is why we are messed up. So, but the American diet, because the majority of the people in America are Europeans. So for the government and the medical association, they were trying to fix a European problem here. So they made so all of these food producers started fortifying foods with vitamin A and D.
Wow.
They even have an ointment called A and D ointment. Come on, man. Come on. I'm trying to tell you.
Wow.
Listen to me. Listen to me.
Yes, sir.
Come on. See, so now vitamin D can be synthesized. It is synthesized when your skin is exposed to sunlight. Unless you are in northern latitudes, where the sunlight is not as long as the southern latitudes, or you don't have the element of melanin, which is the element that transforms that sunlight into energy. Okay, now.
Yes, sir.
The book says, now this is coming from Human Diseases, Pathophysiology for Health Professionals, 6th edition, Agnes Laughlin. Now, this is a book that I had in school. It says, now, while nutritionists recommend that all essential vitamins and minerals be obtained from a well-balanced diet, this is actually difficult for the American public to achieve. Now, listen to the reason of why they say this. Doing so requires consumption of a large variety of food, particularly fresh fruit and vegetables. And we do not eat that. See?
Right.
Do you hear what I'm saying? This is what the Pathology book says for professionals on how we should obtain vitamins and minerals. It's saying that nutritionists will recommend that you eat, and your doctor will tell you that, eat fresh fruits and vegetables. If you don't, the secondary element is to get them an unnatural way. But this is what I'm saying. If you wake up in the morning, because these are micronutrients, the only function that they perform is to help their coenzymes. You can go literally without. See, and since the 80s, they have known this. So in 1989, they put out a chart from the government, the Federal Drug and Food and Drug Administration. They put out a chart on the time required to deplete reserves in well-nourished individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, it says for vitamin A, it takes 90 to 365 days for you to deplete your vitamin A reserve in your body. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, for those who don't know, he's the leader of the Nation of Islam. We call him the Messenger of Allah. He told us and he gifted us with two beautiful books called How to Eat to Live. And in this book, he said the key to how to eat to live is not what you eat, but that you don't eat more than once every 24 hours. Why?
Right.
Because so now when you start to study these elements, it takes you 90 to 300 or to a year to deplete your reserve of vitamin A. Now, if you start out your life, if you start out your life on Similac, on formula that's fortified with vitamin A and D, so every day of your life, you eating it. Then you go out into the sun, and you eating it through your skin.
Wow.
Now, listen to me. Now, by the age of school age, you go to school, you can't concentrate. Now, look, we're going to get into the side effect because part two, it's for us to discuss these side effects.
Yes, sir.
See, because if you're under, it takes you 90 to 365 days. So whenever can you be under? When can you be under? See?
Exactly.
So, okay, see, now listen to me. This is also what the book says. Now, the same pathophysiology book, it says, because of the wide variety of food stuffs that's available in the North American market, combined with the fortification of many foods with essential nutrients, and it gives an example of milk and with vitamin D, breakfast cereals with iron and B vitamins, and salt with iodine, it makes over manifestation of vitamin and mineral deficiency states rare. See, it said it makes overt manifestation. So it means that it's hard for you to manifest a vitamin and mineral deficiency. Listen to.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Come on, man. This is the book that studies that.
Yes, sir.
See, okay, because I had to take pathology. I loved it because once you study death, man, you find abundant life. See, because now that I know that I can be, it's easily to be over, to be hypervitaminosis, which is the clinical scientific term. See, because everything is fortified. Now listen to what it says now. Come on now. Look, I'm in the same book. It says vitamins A, D, E, and K are fat soluble. Check it out. Fat soluble means it needs fat to metabolize, and if you don't need it, it turns into fat. Listen to me now, listen to me. So when you see these people with no body fat, listen to me. When you see these bodybuilders out here, they got a 6-pack,
yes,
a 12-pack, and you thinking you want to get like that, and you go out and see you get vitamin A and D from the sun, you need fat. One of the reasons why you need fat, because the vitamins, the elements, the energy that they call vitamin A and D, the energy that they call vitamin A and D that you get from the sun, it needs your body fat to turn into energy.
Right.
If you don't have the required amount of body fat, now you're dealing with not a healthy option. Not a healthy option. Now, but if you got too much body fat on you, look at vitamin E. Look, man, listen, if your body can't use it and it takes 90 days to a year to deplete your soul, so listen, if your body can't use it, it turns it into fat.
Fat, wow.
So when you're looking at 30 pounds over your weight, you are morbidly obese. That's all it takes. 10 pounds, you overweight. You starting to get okay. 30 pounds, you morbidly obese. Some of that is the vitamins that they got. Man, come on, man. It says in the from the Federal Food and Drug Administration. It says for vitamin A, the list of side effects include, I'm sorry, see, I live in the hood, so we hear siren. Yeah, I'm in the hood with my people, so I'm not nowhere where my people ain't at. So, but the list of vitamin A, and this is just from the Federal Food and Drug Administration. This is from November 19th, 2007. They don't update it too. They just recirculate it. It says nausea. Right. This is vitamin A, retinol, or retinic acid, but retinol is another name that they call it. Now,
right,
nausea,
right.
Vomiting, headache, dizziness, blurred vision, clumsiness, for those that want to have birth or pregnant birth defects, liver problems, possible risk of osteoporosis. Listen now.
Wow.
This is just their list. I still got three more books to open up to go that covers different side effects of these vitamins. This is vitamin A. How many times we done been, see, because we all grew up here, so all of us probably grew up on Flintstones, especially if you're 40 and
over.
Yeah. Yeah. See, all you women that had children, don't they give y'all prenatal vitamins?
Yes, they
do. For what? Look how our children come out.
Wow.
Look how our children come out. Look how they develop. Asthma. Beating glasses. Birth defects. That's just vitamin A, because they fortify everything with that. It's hard to escape that. And you get it from the sun. It's in apples. It's in oranges. It's in bananas. So you already eating it. Because we eat all day long. Every day. And then we look why we sit and we want to keep blaming. I mean, it's that we don't have to eat nobody else's food because they said you can go to the dollar store and get a bag of seeds.
That's right.
They even sell dirt at the dollar store. Come on. So it ain't no excuses. But we raising our children in this chaotic condition, this chaotic mindset. We need a new health paradigm.
Yes,
we have to understand that we have to know who we are, accept our own, and be ourselves.
Yes,
what does that mean?
Right.
How do I be myself? I have to eat according to myself, because you are what you eat. They got reports that the CIA used to pray over crack to put evil into it. Whether that's true or not, what if they do that to your food? What if they do that to your food?
Yes, sir.
You don't know what them farmers spraying on their food. You don't know what them farmers are talking. You don't know who is growing your food. It might say local. Do you know that local farmer?
Nope.
See, this is the condition. This is vitamin A. Nausea, vomiting, headache, dizziness. This is how our children are coming into the world. So when they come home, because it ain't no energy. See, vitamins and minerals do not yield energy.
Right.
Those are structural components. So if you eat for vitamins and minerals, you will always be tired.
Mm-hmm.
See? Because they don't yield energy. They are micronutrients, but they are not energy yielding nutrients. Components for your arm, leg, arm, head. Not for your life energy. See? So look at the vitamin D. Now, because these are the main two that they fortify everything, and most of us think we're going to starve our children if we don't give them milk and cereal in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't even talking about the sugar. We talking about the damn vitamin A and D. And it's in your lotion. And it's in your soap. And then we looking at what's going on, and we go to the doctor, and they say, hey, your blood is normal. Hey, your heart is normal. Your EKG, your MR is normal. What do you want us to do? So vitamin D. It's now nausea again, vomiting, poor appetite, constipation, Listen, weakness. Weakness. Weight loss. Confusion. Heart rhythmia problems. This is on the FDA. This ain't mine. So y'all can go Google the FDA, and you can go get some consumer health information. And just it's on vitamins. Just look up vitamins. It'll give it to you. You ain't got to do no special hash vitamins.
That's right.
And wow. This ain't just supplements. This is the element itself because you get it from the sun. You can't never not stop. We go outside. You got to get it. So listen to me. Nausea, vomiting, poor appetite, constipation, weakness. Now, if you are physically weak, that is an indication of your mental weakness.
Mm.
Come on, man. That means your mental ability can't move your physical anymore. You are next to the next step is death. Because that's the only thing we got control of is ourselves. We got a beautiful brother. For those who don't know, named the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, who's looking for 10,000 fearless. He's looking for 10,000 strong individuals to stand up. And one of the side effects of vitamin D is weakness. And we're looking at why we can't protect our damn women. We're looking at why we can't protect our neighborhood. We're looking at why we can't stand up against the police. They fortifying us with shit we don't need. Things that disturb your mental ability to not only to control yourself, but it makes you weak.
Yes, sir.
Death by vitamins. Because then also, one of these books lists one of the side effects as coma and death of vitamin A. And we only need them in such small amounts. Because their only job are coenzymes. So they don't do major functions. They just they help us. So we don't need a lot of that.
Wow.
Do we have any questions, sister?
Let me check. If you all have any questions, you can press 1, and I will bring you on the line. Yes, it looks like we have a question. Last 4 digits, 4573. You're on the air. Well,
yes,
Lake Salam.
After my sister Lisa and Brother, I'm enjoying the shows. Beautiful. I want to ask you, Brother, when he said, you know, we can grow our own food, we can just go to the dollar store and, I have in the past tried to grow a couple of things, but unfortunately they died. But I'm not going to give up. So
yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, ma'am. But nevertheless, brother, do you know, I know the summer is like pretty much, I guess, about gone or going. What are the, I'm down here in Louisiana. What are some of the things that could possibly be planted at this time? You know, different vegetables or fruits.
Oh, fruits. Every vitamin that has been found has been mostly found in a fruit.
Okay.
Because that's you don't have to do nothing to a fruit. You just pick it and eat it. Vegetables you have to cook, steam them, or apply some type of heat to it to activate the nutrients in it. But fruits, you just eat, and that's pow. See, and that's what we did. So you got vitamin C is citrus. You got the dark blackberries, blueberries, the purples, plums. You got peach strawberries, the reds, the yellow. See, those where they found these vitamins and minerals at.
Mm-hmm.
But they see now we can get it straight from the sun. See, the messenger said, and I use him because that's where it's based on how to eat to live, book one and book two. Everything that I do. So when he said that food is medicine, mm-hmm. so we got to ask ourselves, if I'm not sick, why am I eating?
Mm.
See, if food is medicine, if I'm not sick, what am I eating? What am I fixing? What am I applying medicine to if I'm not sick? Now, if I'm sick, am I eating to cure myself or am I eating because I'm emotionally hungry and I'm looking for emotional satisfaction, so I'm going to eat my favorite sugary, salty food to make myself feel better?
Mm-hmm.
See, so when we're looking at growing our own food, that's because when we do have to eat, we need the best reliable source. But when we are hungry, usually that's because we are dehydrated, because we 75% water. So
right.
we would be thirsty before we should be. We just have to reprogram our thinking. And so when we get that sensation of hunger, we have to ask ourselves, well, did I drink water? Am I hydrated? And when we dehydrated, that's normally because we are breathing wrong. So the exchange of oxygen and CO2 is off, and it's making our body, we just don't understand the signal.
Mm-hmm.
So we thinking it's thirst or hunger, because it's oxygen in water, H2O. Carbohydrates is carbon, oxygen, and hydrogen. So we can get oxygen from water and food. So when we thinking we're hungry, it's because we're thirsty, because we're not breathing right, because we need oxygen.
Wow.
That's what the whole point of these vitamins is, because all of them take, with vitamin A, 90 to 365 days. With vitamin C, 60 to 120 days. With iron, 125 days. See? And these are the fat soluble, so those are the most important, because if you're in vitamin D is 60 to 180 days.
Mm-hmm.
See, we don't need to eat.
I need to eat rather than I don't get this.
We just have to train ourselves. But since once we understand, see, mm-hmm. saying if I like, I wanted to put the science to what the messenger said.
Yeah,
the importance of how to eat to live isn't what you eat; it's the mm-hmm. amount of times the duration of your eating. So I
right.
wanted to put the science to that. So now if I know I don't need nothing, now I can see, because when we get hungry, we'll draw mm-hmm. a mental picture of what we're going to eat, whether it be mm-hmm. a hamburger and french fries, whether it be a steak and potatoes, whether it be a pot of navy beans. We'll draw a picture of it, and that's
mm-hmm.
when we go make that picture happen, say being it is. So now that I got my head filled with information on what I really need and don't need, I can
mm-hmm.
draw a different mental picture.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So when that ghrelin is, because when your stomach gets empty, it sends a chemical hormone through your body to your brain to say, hey, I'm empty. And it kicks on your self-preservation. I'm empty. Empty stomach
mm-hmm.
means you got to eat. We just don't know how to turn it off. So when we understand the science, we can turn it. We can control ourselves, and we can send the image or that message back. Just say, "Nah, we good."
Yeah.
Instead of drawing a mental picture of food or looking at the commercials, I need my Dr. Oz. He got. You know how many black people Dr. Oz got killing themselves?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
All right, okay. He that's that Dr. Oz studies Europeans. Most of the medical books have European cadavers. These are European conditions. So when these doctors are coming out, they have spent their whole 8 years of medical study, 8 to 12, on European conditions. When you study psychology, those are European conditions. Slavery ain't in there. The Stockholm syndrome ain't in there for us. See, so the post-traumatic stress syndrome of the post, that ain't in there. Those are your schizophrenia. That mean black people, you can't even be black and get that. Because your mental, you got melanin. You got balance. You got soul. See, we don't need this. We got God. We God. We develop the sun to give us energy and light. So that melanin in our skin, when the sun, when that so-called radiation, that's their word, when that energy hits it, that melanin duct transforms that unseen energy into real energy. That's why when we go out into the sun, as soon as it touches your body, you feel hot. You like, man, I want to move.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Praise you, brother. Yes, sir. Thank you so much, brother, for your information and your super answer. It's very great. And I would take what you said, and like I said, and the other one I'm going to teach is, and I'm going to, you know, discipline and work on working on that. Because I definitely do enjoy things of food. But I am disciplined. With that, thank you, Sister Dennis and Brother Sean. Much peace and love to you both. Thank you.
Brother Sean, we have another caller with the question. Last 4 digits, 0930. 0930, you're on the air.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Shah and Sister Denise. This is Brother Carl from Miami.
Brother Carl,
yes. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Assalamu alaikum.
Hey, man, you took me back memories, man. All the money I spent on all of these supplements, you know? I spend a lot of money on supplements now. And I understand what you mean, how vitamins are killing us now, you know. Yes, sir, brother. I didn't know it was that devastating. Right. I didn't know that vitamins take a year just to be depleted from our body.
Yeah, because we're in the sunlight every day. You get it back every time. You can't deplete it. Because soon as you're going to the sun, you're getting it.
and all this time, all they need just to eat fruits, the navy beans, and my regular meal, you know. I bought a juicer. I used to buy bags of carrots just to drink carrot juice. I just spend a lot of money. I used to buy supplements every day, you know, spending $30 and $40 for a container. I don't do that no more. Yes,
man. Yes,
all praise due to Allah. Yes. Spitting
hey,
all
listen, listen to this. Listen to this, Brother Carl. This is from the Principles of Anatomy and Physiology, 14th edition, okay? Now, it says most nutritionists recommend eating a balanced diet rather than taking vitamin or mineral supplements.
Right.
Except in special circumstances. Now listen to me. Now they discussing hypervitaminosis. Too much or above the too many vitamins refers to a dietary intake of a vitamin that exceeds the ability of the body to utilize, store, or excrete it. Now, because lipid soluble vitamins are stored in the body, excessive consumption causes problems. For example, listen to the example. Excessive intake of vitamins. Remember I told you each book got its own list of side effects. Because they're examining it from a different, this is from an anatomical perspective of vitamins. From that perspective, it says, for example, excess intake of vitamin A can cause drowsiness, general weakness. Now, in the other list, vitamin D causes weakness. Now, on this list, it says vitamin A can also cause general weakness. That means your whole body.
Right.
Mind, body, and soul. Now, listen to me. Irritability. Listen now. How many of us are irritable? Listen, headaches, vomiting, dry, and peeling skin. Now, check this out for the men and women. Partial hair loss. Listen to us older folks. Joint pain. Liver and spleen enlargement. Now, check these last two out. Coma and even death.
Oh man!
Come on,
you know what you know what you just did? You put forth facts that everybody don't deal with. Majority of the people think that it's the toxin, lack of food, but really it's the excessive of vitamins.
Okay,
so
now
we're gonna talk about that.
Okay, and because we eat too much.
This ain't
from supplements. This is from the vitamin period. Whether you get it from an apple, an orange, a grape, a raspberry.
Yeah.
See, when you get the limit. See, this is called hypervitaminosis. Too much vitamin. This ain't just from one way.
Not only
the messenger said you don't need to eat.
Right, and not only we regain fat, work the stomach. But he also knew that it was more problems to eating too much.
That's it.
Okay.
I just wanted to put the science to what he was telling us, so because we like to nitpick each other.
Right.
So I wanted. I got family that they like to eat certain foods. So
right.
That's not. So I wanted to, and us as believers, the believing body, if we can be stronger. Then we can go ahead and make this change quicker, man. I want to go ahead and get out. Let's go, man. Listen to me. We got the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is the only person I have seen that has said we can live to 1,000 years, and the only reason we die is because we don't want to live. Listen to me. And how do we kill ourselves? He said by just eating all the time.
So eating too
this
much.
This is why.
It's like taking too much supplements or taking too much vitamins. There's no difference. Too much.
Because all of that's in the food. See,
when you
got a diabetic can't eat an apple because it don't care if it's the natural sugar or the fake sugar. See?
Yeah.
See, come on now. All right. Come on. Come on, bro. That's a great exceed that diabetic, he can't eat an apple. So, and that's real sugar. See? So, it don't matter. When your body reaches that limit, that's it. It's a condition called hypervitaminosis. Too much. How many people? I'm going bald. Partial hair loss. Joint pain. How many people think? See, arthritis is an autoimmune disease. That means your body is attacking itself.
Yeah.
Because you done ate too many goddamn vitamins, and now your body, your immune system is thrown off.
Yeah.
We think the joint pain is the rain. No. We think it's barometric pressure. No. We think it's atmospheric pressure. No. We think it's because I'm not standing right. No.
Okay. Dang. Right. Oh, excuse me, man.
We think peeling skin. Come on, man. We thinking it's eczema. Yeah, it might be. It might be eczema caused by too much vitamin A. And that's just vitamin A, brother. That ain't even because these vitamin A and D is what everything in America is basically fortified with. And we like to eat American food.
You remember in the 70s, it was vitamin C? Vitamin C this, vitamin C that? Yeah.
See, so that's what I want to. And even See, and those are fat, and just because we have water soluble vitamins, which means they use the natural water in us to metabolize. And if it's too much, we can sweat it out, or when we urinate, it'll come out. Like vitamins,
right.
So the water soluble vitamins are the B vitamins and vitamin C. Now, but
right.
They have a toxic level also. Yes, we can urinate them out, but the longer until you urinate them out, they are in you. So while they are in us, vitamin B3, flushing, redness of the skin, upset stomach.
Right.
Vitamin B and vitamin B3 is also called niacin. That's a supplement that people go get because some they think they need niacin in their life. Now, listen to me. Vitamin B6, it says nerve damage to the limbs, which may cause numbness, trouble walking, and pain. Did you hear what I said, brother?
Yeah.
Vitamin B6, this is too much. These are milligram dosages. These are elements that they found in food that naturally occurs in life.
Right.
That you can easily eat because you eat those foods that they found them in. Because they give you a list of foods to eat that it's in. See? Come on, man.
Yeah, I got you.
See, vitamin C.
Upset
stomach, kidney stones,
right.
Folic acid. It says a condition that causes nerve damage. And I read these.
You say that the only food we eat we need is the glucose and fresh air and sunshine.
Your glucose is your
energy. Yeah, it's energy. I see that, right.
Right. That's your body's preferred energy. It's glucose.
Right.
So and whatever your body, see, we, and don't get, see, now, lipids and protein or amino acids, they are energy yielding also. But
right.
It's, our bodies have to turn those into glucose. It's a process.
Right.
So
right.
It's easy to turn fat into glucose as energy. That process
right.
is easy. But protein, that's when you get ketosis, which develops plaque in your arteries. See, it ain't just fat meat and fat tea. So because the process to turn protein into glucose or glycolone, whatever, I can't forget, but it's it ends up as glucose. That process
right.
is longer and takes more of your energy. So a high protein diet, we don't need. A high
right.
lipid diet, we don't need. We need carbohydrates. Good carbs. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said wheat bread. Man, that is the best food. Oh, man. Then you got the navy beans. So with you, then you got more coming out the navy beans. And the navy
right.
and minerals are more important than vitamins because minerals are the elements of the earth that's in us. Iron.
Right.
Chlorine. Iodine. Potassium. Sodium. Those are earth elements. So we need minerals. We don't need a lot of. See, minerals is a different subject. That's going to be a different. But vitamins, that's something that is being promoted because.
Right.
And we easily overdosing on those.
And they, because they can process it. Right. So fruits to us is like a snack. I mean, we don't need to eat it all the time just to get the vitamins, because all we need is the navy beans, the wheat bread, and a few vegetables and the sunshine.
Yeah, and the milk. We don't need any
and the milk. And the milk. Okay.
Brother Sean, are you there? think his call dropped.
I'm still here. You left?
Oh, you there? Brother Sean? This Brother Carl?
Yes, I think his call probably dropped, Sister Denise.
Okay, let me see if I can get him back on.
Okay.
Bear with us, family. Trying to get our brother back on the line. Okay, Brother Sean.
Can you hear me?
Sean, you there?
Yes.
Are you
back?
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Brother Carl. No, I was, we sister said we got the 10-minute mark, so we ready to close out with closing statements.
Right.
But I love talking to you, brother, and I know you're gonna tune in next week. So, you know, we're gonna have to interview you one day so we can get some of that old time perspective, man. And
what's the subject next week? What's the subject for next week? What's the subject for next week?
It'll probably
we
be
haven't
one
came
of,
up
one of Sister Denise's books.
Okay.
We're gonna talk about. Because right now, like I say, especially, and me and the sister talked about that, with the emergency situation that's going on over there. And Sister Denise is in that area, you know.
Right.
Yes, so with that in the surrounding areas and all of this stress and drama and tension, people don't have food. A lot of people ain't even thinking about food until later on. But they might not even have access to it. And this sister, I mean, I'm saying, it's elements that you can have that we need in our emergency kits. Because these oils, man, they would help not just with mental clarity, but with helping us self-heal and get through these emergencies
right. Without
having to needing to eat.
Right.
Without needing to be stressed or tense. See, and those cause, and the damage that those cause, that's how your cells die. That's the quickest
mm-hmm.
way for your cell to die is stress. Because that's self-inflicted. And that means you're causing internal damage. That means we are damaging our own fabric, the fabric of our cells. Because
yes. Our
cells are created to produce perfection. Because we are created in the image and likeness of God. And Jesus said, be you perfect.
Right.
As your Father in heaven is perfect. So our cells reproduce. And when they reproduce, if we create that healthy and well environment in our cells, they will reproduce to perfection or God. If not, it's going to reproduce to death in the grave.
Mm.
So when we eat an excessive amount of vitamins, whether it's natural from just naturally overeating, because if somebody tell you to eat 5 small meals a day, all of these have natural elements, you are killing yourself.
Yes.
That's why
you.
Ain't nobody living. That's why isn't nobody living. Because we're not following God's rules. And if we follow those rules, we're going to live forever.
I thank Allah for y'all too. Every day you're posting wisdom, especially Sister Denise. Every morning she posts these good sayings, you know, and it's like a food of thought. And Brother Sean, it's great to really read your history of how we should eat, you know. And I'm just growing more from y'all too, you know.
Praise
God. Oh yes, for real. You know, the students, you know.
Yes.
Y'all the angels.
Love you,
yes,
brother. Yes, sir. Love you, brother Carl, man. Appreciate
right. I mean, it's something new. I didn't know that too much vitamins is a killer.
This is what I'm saying. And listen, brother, and those that's tuning in. This is what I learned in school. I mean, listen to me. This is me
pursuing. So this isn't new.
Right. These are from 80s. They knew this stuff in the 80s.
Yeah.
So
it's
this
all
is,
about money.
Right. Yes. But see, the supplement industry, they are big money. They can afford to pay that politician and buy a vote. So supplements are unregulated. They can pretty much put whatever they want on the bottle. But whatever they put in the bottle, it doesn't have to match up.
Right. Wow.
See,
and
the label
one more thing, Brother Sean.
Go ahead.
I had plans of buying liquid vitamins, you know, for my mother. She's 80-some years old. Thank Allah for his intervention. From y'all too.
Now, I gotta say, the special circumstances are those that are older and maybe can't get a sunlight and don't eat. So,
oh,
that's
yes,
something
don't
that
sunlight.
Like,
yeah. Okay, I get you.
Right. So, I'm just saying that's why it says the as far as
right,
it says
I
most nutrition, the special circumstances are those that don't
you.
Have
yes.
That. Right, so you would be better off getting her the blueberries and blackberries and strawberries
than to give her
liquid vitamins, because that's isolated and it's no one fruit or vegetable that has one element.
Right.
So you have to take vitamin A out and make it, so that's not how our body processes. That's what makes supplements so dangerous.
Right.
Because you see what I'm saying? So you know what I mean? I don't want to cause harm because I don't know her situation.
But she eat a fruit every morning.
Right.
She loved it.
You know what I mean? And that's the best
her.
Because it says most, they recommend eating a balanced diet of fresh fruits and vegetables unless you can. See, if she's already eating fresh fruits and vegetables, it takes 90 days to a year to deplete vitamin A. So she good on vitamin A.
Okay, right.
If she stopped eating today, she got vitamin A for the next 90 days.
Right.
Right.
See? Let's get it. You know what I'm saying? So... yeah, that's where the knowledge that I wanted to bring is like, hey, look at this side of it. I ain't saying you need it or don't need it because that's individual. That's your arm, leg, arm, head. I don't know what you're putting in it, so what the balance is. But there's an education that comes with it that they don't have to show on the commercial, that they don't have to put on the label. Or in the warning. They don't have to do that because it's unregulated. So when they make vitamins and minerals, usually it's somebody that went to chemistry in college, and the only thing that they can do with that is to work at a chemical and make drugs. So
right.
They sit there and they play in their house and they make a drug and they present it on the stock market, IPO, and to the public or to the FDA, whatever process, and that's how most of these drugs come out.
I don't mean to interrupt the conversation, but we got about 50 seconds left. So we want to wrap it up, and we thank you all for listening. I know Sister Elaine is out there listening in the UK, and we appreciate you. She's on the group chat posting, bearing witness, actually, Brother Sean, to your information. So I want to thank her and thank all of our listeners for tuning in. And we look forward to next week. Any closing words, Brother Sean?
I just appreciate everybody, man. You, Sister Denise. Y'all don't know, man, for anybody that might appreciate anything I could say, y'all need to thank Sister Denise, because she is the one that clawed and dragged me out of my cage.
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did. So
he was hiding y'all all this information.
So that's
praise
all praise to Allah. Yes. But we thank everybody
sir.
For tuning in, man. Yeah, that's awesome right there. Yeah. So,
all right. The show has ended, so we want to leave you as we came. Assalamu alaikum, family.